Did I just find the best five-year fixed indexed annuity for 2025? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in episode 91 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everybody. This is Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. Now, if you've listened to this podcast in the past, you know I have said many times there is no, quote, best annuity. There is only a best fit for a given situation. However, when I'm looking at products by themselves, kind of non-biased and really not trying to apply it to anything, I look at the features and benefits and think, you know, that's pretty good. So today we're going to look at the Ibexus fixed indexed annuity with a five-year term. Now, I have done a previous episode on this particular annuity, and I'm going to try and remember to leave the link to episode 49 for a really in-depth review of how this annuity works and all the different features that come with it. Today, we're just going to look at a shorter term plan just to kind of give some ideas. Okay, let's spark some ideas out there. So Bex's Life and Annuity Company was originally founded as Sunset Life back in 1937. It has an A- rating, which means it's excellent with a stable outlook. In my experience, they have always provided excellent customer service, which is important when I am representing a product because I always like to tell my clients, you know, the Marty gets hit by a bus plan means you're going to be dealing directly with the carrier. So you want a company when you call, they're going to pick up relatively quickly. You're not going to be on hold for 30 minutes. Ibexus is known for their innovative fixed indexed annuities, and we'll get into a little bit of that on how those work and some of the different features that a lot of annuities don't come with. Their fixed indexed annuities do not have any fees. They have a 10% penalty-free withdrawal starting in month 13, so the beginning of the second year. And again, for a really in-depth review on the different moving parts with this annuity, go listen to episode 49 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Now, this annuity does come in 5, 7, and 10-year options, all with or without a bonus. Now, the Ibexa 5-year FIA comes with a 9.5% bonus on day one. That goes directly to the accumulation value, cash value, however you want to say it, and the death benefit on day one. That's huge. And it is available in 45 different states and the District of Columbia. Some of the states it's not available in, off the top of my head, the standard ones, California, New York, I think maybe Wisconsin and Alabama for some reason. But the vast majority of people will have access to this annuity. Now, why are we talking only 5 years? Why not 7? Why not 10? Why not lifetime income like I'm constantly preaching? Well, at the end of the day, not everybody's ready to commit to a lifetime income or a lifetime plan. Maybe they're waiting for a huge inheritance to come in or something. They don't know when they're going to get it. So they really aren't looking for a lifetime commitment or a lifetime plan that's going to be on autopilot like a lot of my clients want. But just because you're not ready for that doesn't mean you should miss out on the safety and protection that is the main benefit of annuities. So what if we just kind of took your retirement in 5-year chunks? Okay, what if we just plan for the next 5 years? You know, can you use an FIA without an income rider for an income plan to get you through the next 5 years? And the answer is yes. So a little bit about the 5-year FIA from Ibexus. And again, go back to that episode. We'll leave a link in the show notes to where you can watch an in-depth video on it. But basically, Ibexus is very unique in they offer what would almost be considered a buffered annuity, meaning in a buffered annuity, they'll give you a higher upside if you're willing to risk some downside. It'll eat into your principal with a buffered annuity. That's considered an equity. I do not sell those. I do not recommend them personally. But with Ibexus, it's a variation of that. So they will allow you to risk some of your interest gains in exchange for a higher opportunity of growth. Okay. Now you can never go below your principal amount ever. They will not allow you to lose money that you put into it, money that you've earned inside of it. Yes, they will allow you to risk that in exchange for a higher opportunity of growth. They call this flooring method. And the floors come in anywhere between 0%, meaning I don't want to risk any of my gains, all the way up to 15%, meaning I'm willing to risk 15% of my gains as long as it doesn't eat into my principal amount. So this is a really unique product. The reason I have the S&P 500 highlighted, I've been doing this for about a decade now, and all these different proprietary indexes, you know, there's a handful of them out there that are really good that have been around for a long time. A lot of these have been around for like 2 or 3 years. They really have no track record to speak of. You can look at the hypothetical backtesting, but take that stuff with a very small grain of salt, okay? In this scenario, we're just going to stick with the S&P 500. That's tried and true. It's been around. Now, your opportunity for growth with IBEXs, and again, this is the end of October 2025. These rates could be different if we end up talking at some point. But right now, they will offer you a 5.75% cap on the S&P 500 if you don't want to risk any of your interest gains. Or if you're willing to risk up to 15%, they will give you a 13.25% cap, meaning you could achieve up to 13.25% growth in your annuity that year. The other question is, well, they're giving me a 9.5% bonus. Can I apply that in year one towards one of these floors? And the answer is yes. So we're just going to look at a very simplistic case study. I understand there's a lot of moving parts with retirement strategies, and I appreciate when people comment, but we're trying to keep this very high level for just simplicity reasons. Let's look at a case study, a person or a couple, they got $1 million in equities. They got $1 million in stocks. It's all at risk. And they need a 4% withdrawal with a 2.5% inflation increase every year. They're looking to protect their retirement money, but not quite convinced that a lifetime income is the right option at this point in time. Totally get it. There's a solution for you. What if this client just took 50% of their portfolio and put it into this bonus FIA? They could put it in bonds, but guess what? Bonds are callable. You don't get a bonus with bonds. Interest rates are going to drop. There's risk with bonds too. So let's just say we did a 50-50 split. So we took half the money, got it out of the risk of the market. Well, $500,000 in the scenario with a 9.5% bonus, automatically on day one, they have $547,500 that they're going to get some growth off of as long as the index performs. Then they keep the remaining $500,000 in the S&P 500 index fund somewhere. This is not investment advice. I'm not telling you to do that, but let's just say that's what they're doing. And the reason they're putting it into the annuity, into the five-year fixed index annuity, is because they want to use that money in case the market has a downfall. The way people get in trouble is when they're pulling money out of a portfolio that is also losing value to a market downturn. And then after the fifth year of this plan, all the money's freed up. You can keep it with IBEXs. You can move it to another company, get another bonus, put it back in the stock market, put it in cash, do whatever you want. It's a shorter term play, so we can kind of chunk your retirement strategy a little bit. Let's just look at a worst case scenario here, because this has happened. These returns from the S&P 500 did happen. This is going back to the year 2000 for 5 years to 2004. So that's actually 5 years because you count the year 2000. If this person had $1 million sitting in the S&P, they took out 4%, the 4% rule, and then increased it by 2.5%, by the end of the fifth year, their balance would be down to a little under 600,000, leaving only 60% of their starting retirement value. They're only 5 years into the retirement, and 40% of it's already gone. That's a problem. And if you've seen some of my other videos, you know that if they continue down this path with the rest of the returns in sequential order here, they run out of money in their early 80s. That's a problem. So this is why you cannot have all of your money in equities during retirement if you need a 4% or above withdrawal rate. This can go sideways very quickly. So this is why people diversify. So let's look at this case study. If we implemented half of the portfolio into this bonus fixed index annuity from IBEXs. Let's say we're going back to the year 2000. The market starts crashing. Well, what we know is that you cannot lose money in a fixed index annuity because of a market downturn. It doesn't work that way. So what we're looking at in the second chart down here is, while their equities are basically being pummeled by the market, what if we use the annuity to draw from while we let the equities in the top chart rebound once the market starts to go up? And the earnings rate that you're seeing in the bottom chart here, where you see 3.15%, just because we're tracking an index doesn't mean we have to track the index if we suspect it's going to go down. because if it goes down, we'll get a 0% return that year. But every year, they will give us the option to say, do you want to track the S&P 500? Or would you rather take this guaranteed interest rate we're offering? Well, let's say we took the guaranteed interest rate the first 3 years, which again, at the time of this recording, is 3.15%. And then after we saw the market turn around, in year four or 2003 in this scenario, then we tell them, okay, we want to track the index this year. Well, with a 0% floor, and again, go watch that other episode to really understand that, but meaning we didn't risk any of our interest earnings, so we're taking their minimum offer. That's a 5.75% return because the S&P 500 went above 5.75%. So in this scenario, we took the income that we needed from the annuity because we can't lose money. And we started with a bonus. We took the income for the first 4 years from the annuity. And then in the fifth year, after the market rebounded a little bit and your portfolio rebounded a little bit, maybe we take the income from there. Or maybe you take it from the annuity. It's your choice. Well, you cross that bridge when you get there. But because we were in a retirement strategy, we were in a product that does not allow for you to lose money. And that's where we drew the income from. After the fifth year in this scenario, this person has over $852,000 left in their portfolio, even though their equities got pummeled. So now they're 5 years down the road, and instead of only having 60% of their portfolio left, they have over 85% left. That's a huge difference. So again, let's just do a recap on that. Scenario number one, you got $1 million in the market, you withdraw 40,000, 2.5% increase, just kind of letting the market happen to you in a negative sequence of return scenario, you end up with about 60% of your portfolio left. Scenario number two, we just take a little bit of a smarter approach. Okay, we split the money into a safe money product. And in that scenario, with some of the worst returns of the market, now you have over 85% of the retirement portfolio left over. So it's the exact same amount of money you received in income, but it's a very different outcome. The whole point of this is protection, to have another bucket to draw from in case the market goes into a downturn. The main thing to remember, and maybe if you left it on the market and it was a bull market, maybe you would have had more money in the end. That's not the point. The point is to have the safe bucket. Annuities are not designed to make you wealthy. Annuities are designed to keep you from being poor. This is the type of approach that we can take. If you're not in the boat of saying, hey, I want a plan that's going to be on autopilot the rest of my life, this is another strategy that we can do for you here at Atlas. So if you're new to annuities and maybe none of this made sense, if you're just stumbling across this podcast for the first time, let me recommend that you go to atlasannuity.com, click the videos tab, and you will see my video series. It's a 5-part series. They're all about 15 minutes apiece, but I go into a very in-depth case study about how to use annuities the most effectively. And if you've been listening to this, you've been thinking about annuities, you're just not sure, you don't know which one to use or how to use it, then go to atlasannuity.com. That takes you directly to my calendar page and book a short Zoom call. We'll get your questions answered. And if it's a good fit for you, great. If not, flush it. No big deal. And if you're liking this content, please do us a favor, you know, subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, give us a thumbs up, all that good stuff, and share the information if you know someone you think could benefit from it. And as always, I want to thank you for joining us. My name is Marty Becker, coming to you with episode 91 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.